23. And this is going to be about the king on a cross. Jesus the King. We're not going to read the whole chapter, but we're going to start in verse 32. And then we're going to go skip down to, we're going to do 32, 33, 34, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43. It's going to be a little bit, but I promise you we'll get through this. So Luke chapter 23, and we're going to start in verse 32. And it reads accordingly. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. And when they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there, along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And 39, it says, one of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God?" he said. "Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." 42. Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus answered him, and he said, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." And the title today is called "Jesus Drop the Charges." Hallelujah. Jesus dropped the charges. So in this was a real life-changing moment when Jesus was on the cross between these two criminals. There was a conversation going on. And these two criminals happened to be crucified at the same time with Jesus. And the first criminal spoke against Jesus and his status and not believing that he was truly the Savior. But the second criminal got a revelation, right? Anyone need a revelation today? You see, he believed that Jesus was the true Messiah. And I love how Jesus responded. He says, today, you will be with me in paradise. You see, Jesus dropped every charge at that very moment. Hallelujah. He says, in other words, he's saying, you are free and you will be with me for eternity. Hallelujah. You see, God's kingdom is different. God's kingdom is eternal. And the other criminal knew that there was another kingdom that was not from this world. He said, I'm talking about a spiritual kingdom. Hallelujah. He said, the Bible says that kingdom of God is within you. Luke 17, 21. You see, the greater one is living inside of you than he who is in the world. Kingdom thinking is eternal. This world is temporary. You see, one day to us is 1,000 years to God. And that's 2 Peter 3:8. His kingdom is forever. And with God, he has all authority and all power and all control. In other words, we serve a God that has no limits. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Amen. You see, I want to talk to you today about God's grace. And God began to break the letters down. Grace, what each letter means, what it stands for. He says the G stands for the goodness of God and the God's gift. The R stands for receive favor. The A stands for acceptance and access in time of need. The C stands for come as you are. The E stands for everlasting. His love is everlasting and it never runs out. Thank God for God's love. God's grace is something that every believer will experience from time to time during their journey and walk with God. You see, grace cannot be earned, but it is simply given as a gift from God. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 that we are saved by grace through faith in Christ and not of our own efforts. So in other words, you are never too far where God can't reach you. He knows how to call you and he knows how to get the job done, right? He's always working. I love how God just lines up the worship. And there is nothing that God can't fix. You see, he is able to reverse the curse. And then in Psalm 23, 5 says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He says, you anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows with blessings. And when the way you live pleases the Lord, he says, I make even your enemies live at peace with you. Hallelujah. Now that's powerful. You see, it's like all harassment, all conflict, all accusations, all charges dropped here and now in Jesus' name. And you begin to live this faith walk versus fear. And you begin to learn God's love and his grace and mercy towards you personally. You see, grace is a free gift, although it cost us nothing, but Jesus gave us his everything. And he laid his life down that we can live. The Bible says that John 10, 18 says, no man take it from me. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. But Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. Mark 10, 41. The world says, if I do something for you, well, now you owe me. This is human standards. This is not the way God views things. But God's ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And grace is what gives us a never expecting anything in return. Can I go a little deeper? God's grace. Let's say you get locked up in jail, but none of that is going to happen for us. And the judge sets a high bail. And now you can't pay it, but you don't know anybody else with that kind of money. Right? But the grace of God is like someone paying off all your debt in that high bail and sets you free. And all your debt is gone. In other words, Jesus dropped the charges. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, I prayed for them, and I am not praying for this world, but for those you have given me. He's talking to the Father. He says, they are yours. We as believers will never fit into this world because he has set us apart from this world. You see, we are to bring God glory to his name. That name above every name, that name is Jesus. And there is power in that name, if you choose to believe. The Bible says in Romans 6, 23, says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God does not change. He doesn't take back what he gives you. You see, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13, 18. He is unchangeable. His God's love is unchangeable. And that's the same love that led him to the cross. You see, God loves us too much to let us live a life of sin that will eventually cause heartache and pain. God gives grace to the humble, but opposes the proud. James 4, 6. I'm going to go a little deeper. You want to know something? You don't have to go to prison to experience prison. An actual prison is set up for prisoners to be punished. And at the same token, in the battlefield of the mind, we can experience our own thoughts to punish us in a prison setting. Things like guilt and shame that can keep you imprisonment in your mind. You see, the prison mindset can be a form of bondage. And Jesus is here to set the captives free. You see, that's in John 8:36. You see, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And some may ask, free from what? Well, free from the grip of this world. And we can't serve two masters, the Bible says in Matthew 6:24-26. Oh, you guys are getting quiet on me. For if the Bible says, for either he will hate the one and love the other, and he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You can't serve God and mammon, right? Whatever's value to you more than God is temporary. That's what he gave me. You see, no one has the right to judge you. The book of James says in chapter 4:12, he says, there is only one lawgiver who is able to save or destroy. Who art thou that judges another? No one can condemn you. They can say what they want, but they neither have a heaven or hell to put you in. And one of the examples that God has given me is that when the Pharisees try to trick Jesus by bringing the woman caught in adultery to him, and Jesus said, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And guess what? They all walked away. And he knelt down on the ground and he began to write on the ground. And he said, do you see anyone who condemns you? She said, no. And then Jesus said, neither do I. Your sins are forgiven, but sin no more. In John 8:7. You see, we all fall short of the glory of God. But one thing is for sure, brothers and sisters, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. God didn't bring you this far to leave you. Philippians 3:13. What is ahead of us is greater than our past mistakes. And the Lord reminded me that some of us, if not all, had some really close calls. In other words, some near-death situations. And if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would we be now? And God was there the whole time, holding your hand, even though you didn't see it. Praise God. I don't know about you, but did you ever go through a situation of being falsely accused? I bet you everyone up here can raise their hand, right? Falsely accused. It is the worst feeling ever, knowing you did not do what the accuser says about you. And the feeling of defeat can overwhelm someone, but you know you're innocent, and God sees everything, and God knows you're innocent. But one thing I know is that we serve a God of justice, and God will reveal truth. And the Bible says that we don't have to retaliate or revenge someone because God fights our battles. And God does not want us to take matters in our own human effort, but we got to wait on the Lord. You see, God's ways are not our ways. He doesn't do things like we do. If your enemy is hungry, he says, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. And Romans 12:20 says, remember, God sees the bigger picture. And the Lord led me to this example to share with you the story of Joseph. Remember Joseph? His whole family, all of his brothers, threw him in the pit, right? They even wanted to kill him because of jealousy. And they stripped him of his coat. And they were so jealous of him, they sold him into slavery. So that's in Genesis 37. And if anyone had the right to be angry, don't you think Joseph should have had the right to be angry? He didn't do anything wrong. But Joseph knew that God was with him. Through it all, God was with him. God had a bigger plan. And the old saying is, he came from the pit to the palace. Praise God. We're coming from the pit to the palace. And he became the king of Egypt. You see, God's favor was on Joseph during the pit. And God's favor is on you during your pit experience. During the prison, God's favor. During the rejection of his own family, God's favor. And God turned that whole situation around. And God can turn your situation around too. In the name of Jesus. I know it's hard to let go of the past, but some of us feel that they've done so much that God will not accept you. But you see, this is a lie from the pit of hell. It doesn't take God for a surprise. He knows the exact condition and state of mind that you are in. In other words, God knows you better than you know yourself. God's grace is bigger than your charges. Hallelujah. And if we can all stand at this time. We're going to get done. God wants to do ministry. You see, it was God's grace is what kept you. And if you can wake up and you got breath in your lungs, this is something to give God praise about and give thanks for. And if you can't find anything else to give God praise, well, God preserved this time as such a time as this. And it's not by accident that you are here today. The Bible says that if you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. Hebrews 3:15. If I can have some soft music on, please. God owns everything. Everything. God doesn't grow tired. He doesn't grow weary. God is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, and that, my friend, is the verdict today. Jesus dropped the charges. How many of us need some charges dropped today? How many? Are you holding on to sickness? Are you holding on to bitterness, anger, depression? Well, whatever the charges are, God can just wipe them out and cancel them this day. For this is the day for your breakthrough. This day. You do not want to go back out those doors the same way you came in. Hallelujah. You see, in Colossians 2:12 says, he canceled out every legal violation we had on our record and the old arrest warrant that stood to indict us. He erased it all, our sins, our stained soul. He deleted it in all, and they cannot be retrieved. Everything we once were in Adam has been placed on the cross and nailed permanently. There has been a public display of cancellation. Praise the Lord. Jesus made a spectacle of all powers and principalities of the darkness, stripping away every weapon and all their spiritual authority and power to accuse us. And the power of the cross, Jesus led them around as prisoners in the possession of triumph. He was not their prisoner, but they were his. Hallelujah. That's a good word today. Jesus dropped the charges. Praise God. Father God, we come before you today. Father God, we thank you for the anointing on this message, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that it goes out and it's not going to come back void. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are the way maker, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, that you rain down in this place, Lord God. Send your fire, Lord God. Have your way, oh God. Have your way. Break chains today, Lord God. Break bondages, oh God. Break strongholds, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come up against, Lord God, anything that the enemy's trying to do. Father God, we pray that you will turn all these situations around for everything good, Lord God, because every good gift comes from above, and you hold back nothing. So, Lord, I ask for your grace once again, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Extend your arm, oh God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.